Are you ready, kids? Oh, welcome to Reactivators, the podcast where we review video games from inside video games. Every week on the show, we bring the guest into the Reactivator, which is, of course, a magical device that gives them an opportunity to see one of their favorite video games from a new perspective. We are Reactivators. Bring that back. If you like this podcast, hit us up on iTunes with a 5-star review. We appreciate you and we love you. Oh, and if you like this podcast, want to hear more from the hosts of it, check out patreon.com/supernpcradio to find additional content from us and all your favorite video game podcasters in the Zoo Tycoon crew. I'm your host, Mr. AAA, the COD King, Nick Banana Costanza. Joining me as always, my fearless co-host, the Moss Man, Baby Tyler Schnupp.
What was the intro this time?
Oh, it was SpongeBob.
Really? I could not tell one bit.
Really?
No, a little bit.
You're a couple years older. Maybe you missed SpongeBob.
No, I watched it when it aired. Its first airing ever. I remember being at my grandma's house.
Tyler.
Yeah.
I was also at my grandma's house.
Yeah, we both have grandmas.
Whoa.
I remember it airing for the first time.
Yeah, and what did you think?
I was into it.
Did you like the Tiny Tim song?
Yeah, I like his creepy voice.
It's really creepy, huh?
He does a good job. He's long dead, but
rest in peace.
Do you think I have hair like him?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. Great. You're more of like a Willy Wonka type.
Yeah, I know this. Dude, I almost cut my hair off yesterday. I didn't do it. I'm not going to do it. But I did get in a Lyft to go to a thing yesterday. And the Lyft driver went, "You know what you look like? Weird Al." And then a big pause and he goes, "Yankovic." Pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
Tyler, don't cut off your curly locks.
I know, it took too long to get it to this point.
I remember when you had nothing.
Hair?
Yeah. Tyler, how's games?
Elden Ring still, no big updates from me.
Wait a minute. I saw you pop up on my Switch today. It said you were playing something else.
What was it? And I'll tell you who it was.
Stardew Valley.
Oh, that was past guest of the show, Anna Garcia. Because I don't know if you know this. You can log in on someone else's Switch, and they have access to all your downloaded games.
Wow. Yes. Herald Knights, Anna Garcia.
Yep. maybe I should delete my profile on her thing.
No, let her play.
Oh, you're right. She deserves it.
Yeah. Dang. Well, that's crazy. I really thought I caught you in a lie there.
No. That was simply someone stealing my downloaded games.
Ask me how's games.
How is it?
It's good, Tyler. Thank you. I am still obsessed with Balatro. I've beaten every deck I've beaten now. I just keep running through them.
He's so polite.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know why. I don't know why I'm coming at you with this energy. That's cool, Nick. I haven't started it.
No, you want to throw hands? Come on.
No, I don't.
You want to tangle with the kid?
No. Tangle with the kid.
That's what I thought. We have a fantastic returning guest today. An all-timer guest, one of the freaking funniest to ever do it, the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan, the New Jersey zone, Gabbatoni. Hook, back to the show.
Well, thank you so much for that really good intro, Nick. Hi, everybody. Hi, Tyler and Nick.
Hello.
Hi. I'm not Bruce Springsteen's biggest fan. That makes me nervous to say out loud in public. I'm one of, because I'm definitely mostly a Bruce Springsteen fan because I'm from New Jersey. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm probably the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan you know.
That's true.
That could be true. He's such a strange dude.
All right, relax.
Me. I don't really get him. Okay, all right. Johnny Thunders, also from New Jersey. Remember him?
Johnny Thunder.
He's Johnny Thunders.
Johnny Thunders? Who's that?
He's a guitar player.
Do you know that, Cap?
Sure. Let's list more. Okay, let's change the podcast. I want to change the podcast. Is that okay?
That's great.
Yes. Let's list who's from New Jersey. Is that a good podcast? That would be a good podcast.
My dad.
Wow. Nick's dad. Okay.
Nick's dad. My dad.
Okay.
Tyler.
Past guest, Matt Adams.
Yeah.
Dad?
My dad is from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Not far away.
Half credit.
Yeah.
Half credit. That's almost New Jersey.
Bruce Springsteen is from New Jersey.
Definitely Bruce.
So true.
Gotta be some of the E Street Band, right?
Definitely.
Definitely.
I haven't gotten to that part of his autobiography yet. It's 500 pages, and I'm stuck about 150 pages in 2 years ago.
That tracks to me because I think he likes to talk.
That guy loves to talk and sing.
Yeah, and sing. And he sing could sing talk. For sure.
Yeah.
What do you think he likes more, singing or talking?
Hard to say. Well, he does a lot of it.
Ask Obama. Remember when they did a podcast?
Yeah. And there was a book that came out too about them both, I believe.
About them both?
I don't know. I think.
Because they have similar careers, but...
Did they know each other before the podcast? What? How much lore is there that they need a book written on the two of them together?
I don't know.
One day they sat down at a microphone. That's kind of like the Reactivator's origin story.
I say,
in a lot of ways, it's similar.
It's pretty much the same exact thing, what I'm witnessing.
I'm Obama.
Okay. I'm the boss.
Relax.
Gab.
Yeah.
How the heck is games?
How the heck is games? Games is good, man. Games is, for Gab, pretty good. Well, games is, for me, one time a year, pretty much. At Christmas time, right, when I go home to visit my family. And I'm faced with a weirdly endless, like, no work vacation time. And don't know how to fill my days initially. That's how games is for me.
I'm putting words to what you're describing a bit, but is it because you're in the entertainment industry and like when the holidays come up, things just shut down completely? In my experience, no one works at all
for like 2 months.
Yeah, I mean,
it's crazy.
Yeah, we have like 2 weeks off, and I always go back home to New Jersey during those 2 weeks over holidays. Sometimes a little longer, and I just like. I'm one of those people that doesn't do well with, like, no structure of my days. So it's like the...
Right.
So when I first get there, my little sister still lives at home. So we like to... Well, I like her to watch me play video games. It's not really like we play together. She'll just, like, watch me. And that's, like, when I get all my gaming in. And then I have the intention of playing sometimes when I'm here back in L.A., but it doesn't really happen. That's how games is.
Bruce Springsteen is playing.
He's probably playing big family games.
Yeah, he... Did you get to his chapter in the book about the Queen of England?
I did not.
This was her favorite Wii game, and I'm sure he's got a lot to say about it. She also had a gold-plated Wii. This comes up quite a bit on the podcast.
It does, and it didn't come up in the Netflix series The Crown. I was very disappointed by that.
It is disappointing because she had lots of jewelry, and I would consider, you know what I mean? She was the queen of freaking England.
Yeah.
Can't show off the golden Wii?
Show it off. You'd show it off, huh, Gab?
I'd show off a golden wee for sure, dude. Some
big chain, golden wee hanging off.
And the like we're talking the old wee too with the hand, the separate hand things dangling from your wrist.
Oh yeah.
All
oh,
gold. Yeah. That's a lot of gold. That's an expensive piece.
Yeah.
It is. Gosh, for sure.
But you know, I did hear like rich and famous people will wear fake jewelry out in public because low risk. So
they'll get snatched.
Get snatched. So I could see why. She's not
wow.
flexing.
On one hand, that makes sense. On the other hand, what is even the point of wearing jewelry at that point?
Yeah, or having that version of it.
Yeah.
Like keep it liquid cash. Sick. That's what I'm saying. It looks sick, so and, wear it.
So and just for the listeners right now, I've got a chain on. Come snatch it from me, I dare you. Come wrangle with the kid. Is that what you said?
Tangle.
I think it's a tangle.
Come and tangle. Yeah, it was a lot. It was pretty cute. I just want to say when I was listening to you say, come tangle with the kid. I was like, oh, I'll tangle with the kid. It's cute.
Yeah.
I'll take cute. Gab, we're so excited to have you back. It has been a while since we checked in. Yeah. When you're doing these Christmas time games, I know you've been playing the game that we're going to talk about. Have you been playing anything else?
I still check in on my Animal Crossing lady.
Do you?
Sometimes. Whoa. Every once in a while. Otherwise, I mean, listen, it's also similar to how I check, like I play a video game once a year at Christmas. I don't check in with her very often because I'm like, it's one of those games where it mimics the real seasons and like time passing. And that makes me very sad. And like when you go on, there's like bugs in your house. And like, it's like, I haven't played Sims in years just because the aging factor and I'm afraid of them dying and stuff like that. So.
One of my old roommates who had never really played The Sims before, he made him and I as characters. And he was like, look, this is pretty fun. And then 10 minutes later, we aged in a terrible way. And he couldn't handle it. So he deleted it.
Yeah. Find them
just
very...
me as a... What's that?
No, I find them very visceral and real and wanting to have mimicking real life-ness, and it's always a mistake.
I think he became a ghost pretty quick because that happens, right? They become ghosts.
Yeah.
It is interesting. I feel like my most successful Animal Crossing files have been ones that weren't me as a character. I was like creating a character to live in the world as opposed to pretending I'm in the game, you know, like I'm not basing it off myself. Because if it's me in there, then yes, my time is passing, really being wasted on this video game.
Nick refers to it as his evil playthroughs.
Ew.
His evil Animal Crossing playthroughs.
Evil playthroughs.
Yeah.
It's like where you get
my
to
dark urge.
Explore it's different dark urge. Different facets of your personality that are not displayed in the real life.
Yeah.
Instead
hey
of,
Tyler,
yeah.
Did you know that the Dark Urge is canon in Baldur's Gate? I'm sorry, Gab, hang tight for a second. The Dragonborn Sorcerer Dark Urge, the white Dragonborn, before you customize the character, that's actually the canon one because he actually does show up in Act 3 if you play as anybody else.
Okay. He's actually in there.
He's actually in there, so if you actually want to be the real
gotta
dark
say
urge,
guys
to be the Dragonborn.
It's been a while since I've been on this pod, and I'm just gonna say this is probably why.
You don't like Dungeons and Dragons.
I want to be on your level so bad.
Well, guess what? Don't need to be. And we don't want to be. It's time for our first segment. How to tee this up. I went to the segment factory and I pulled out a box because it's been a minute. I wanted something really original and new. So it's time for Cyber Bonk?
Huh.
Guys, I'm depressed.
Oh,
aww,
Nick.
Buddy.
Oh, I asked the Reactivator to give me a segment because I'm so depressed. And it gave me a piece of paper with this fun activity on it.
What?
Gab and Tyler will take turns trying to cheer up Nick by talking about video games or Star Wars. The first
oh.
one to cheer him up the most wins.
Oh.
Okay.
Gab,
yeah.
Do you like Star Wars at all?
Yeah, no, I do. I do.
Mm-mm.
Like Star
that
Wars.
That makes one of
oh.
us.
Okay.
I can't do it.
All right.
I can't do it. So if you would be so kind as to just say something about Star Wars to Nick, that would help me greatly.
All right. Hey, buddy. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, how you feeling? You sad?
I'm sad.
You need look like you need a little joyride and a fucking pog. Is that a
in a pog?
In a pog?
It's gotta be.
Is that a that's
a
nice
pog
little
racer.
Detail. You love a pog race. You love that, buddy. Why don't you go for a pog ride? No.
This isn't working.
Not working.
Nick, come on.
Come on, Nick. You love to pog.
Gab, I'm going to give you a prompt because I think this will help.
Okay.
I want you to say this character's name or me. If you're able to pronounce it correctly, it will count as a Star Wars point.
Okay, there's points now. Okay, you've sent me. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
All right, hold on,
I need
buddy.
Gab to say the name.
I'm going to click it.
What? I can't have that on my computer.
Honda,
so I won't be
Honda Baba. Honda Baba. Honda Baba. Oh,
is that your
buddy.
Favorite character, Nick?
It's working.
Honda Baba.
It's working.
What the hell?
Honda Baba.
Honda Baba.
Oh, it's this guy. He's got the balls on his face.
He's got balls on his face.
He's got
a
golden
nutsack. Obi-Wan cuts his arm off.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
God.
All right. Well, Gab, I know you're going to hate this, but
yeah,
I have to talk to him about a video game thing that's going to make him happy.
Okay.
I'm still sad.
Okay. So this might be Dungeons and Dragons related, Gab. So just brace yourself and please come on for a third time at some point.
Just like do
don't let this deter you.
Yeah. Do we have to do? I mean, I understand. My friend is depressed, so.
Yeah. Tyler Schnipples, my famous Baldur's Gate character. Who is
already
evil.
Kind of funny.
I made him do something so evil. I accidentally made him kill the lady he was interested in.
What? Who? Who?
The drow lady. Drow is like, it's like an evil elf.
Okay.
It's like there's an evil elf lived under the world.
Thank God.
You killed Minthara?
Yes, on accident, Nick. And
gosh.
A room full of people saw me do it. They insisted that I did it.
What?
They insisted that I did it.
Oh, okay.
They were choosing the prompts. So I accidentally killed her. They were like, that's what an evil guy would do. I scum saved, and now we're in a loving relationship.
Oh, okay. That cheered me up, ultimately.
Yeah. Ultimately, it did. Well, yes, Tyler Schnipples is in a committed relationship with Minthara, the drow.
Congrats.
Thanks. And wow. I'm so sorry, Gab.
It's okay. I honestly don't even know what's happening.
Yeah.
What's happening is I'm happy again.
I'm happy.
I am no longer in a cyber funk. But are either of you depressed? Do you want me to talk about video games or Star Wars to cheer you up?
No.
I think, you know what? I think we spread just so much cheer in that last part. But.
Yeah.
Honda Baba.
What? Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Remember in Star Wars A New Hope when they go to the cantina and then the two guys like try to fight Obi-Wan and Luke, and the one guy's like, my friend doesn't like you, I don't like you either, and then Obi-Wan cuts the alien's arm off, he cuts the arm off of Ponda Baba.
Okay.
And he bleeds in that scene, and in all the other movies, they made it so that the wounds are instantly cauterized, so then they had to make a backdoor reason for it that Ponda Baba's alien race always bleeds.
Okay. This guy's got a fan base, huh?
Yeah, he's actually one of my favorite characters.
Crazy that that's true.
And my segment is over. I'm jacking out.
Ew. Right,
and that is
what's that mean?
That's what we say now.
You say jacking out?
Yeah, explain it, Nick, because I won't have it come out of my mouth.
And Gab, I apologize. I'm going to briefly have to talk about a video game thing right now. There's a series of video games called Mega Man Battle Network where you play a character who travels in and out of the internet using an avatar, but every time they enter or exit the internet, they either say, I'm jacking in or I'm jacking out.
Oh my God.
It's for children.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's cute. Remember you said that word earlier? It's cute.
It's really cute. You want to jack out? You want to jack out with the kid?
Yeah.
Cool stuff,
guys. Mega Man is technically a boy. Well, Nick, I also went to the Segment Factory.
Oh?
Yeah, and I was looking for some old segments and things like that. But ultimately, what I found was kind of an old show. This segment is called Stario Chart, like Mario Kart, but about the stars.
Whoa, yeah. The long abandoned pod.
The long abandoned pod, Stario Chart. Gab.
Yeah.
What's your sign?
Sagittarius.
Sag. Oh, that's cool.
Thanks,
Nick and
man.
I are Virgos.
Okay. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Two Virgos.
Yeah. Two Virgos. It is.
Like Beyonce.
It's like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Imagine two Beyonces. Beyonces.
Two Beyonces.
Yeah.
One Obama and one Bruce Springsteen.
One Obama, one boss. Well. Sagittarius. Now, are you, how into astrology are you? Do you know your big three?
Yeah, I'm a Sag Cap. However.
Sag Cap.
I'm a Sag Cap. Sagittarius sun, Sagittarius moon, Capricorn rising. I'm about 10%.
That rocks.
10%, like one whole foot in the astrology door.
Yeah.
I find it recreationally,
it's like sports.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta learn how to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah. Why not?
I didn't even know you could be two of the same thing.
What?
Like Sagittarius twice? I didn't even know you could freaking do that.
Yeah, dude.
Do you know your big three, Nick?
Yeah.
What are they? He's got to pull up his.
Nah, I know.
You have to enter like a lot of info.
I wonder why this show.
Star.
Was abandoned.
What's that app called? Co-Star.
I just downloaded Co-Star. That, actually.
Did you?
Yeah, kind of a game,
if
you think about it.
Kind of a game?
Oh, Sophia Letty from our episode that one time just added me.
Co-Star?
Yeah. okay, I got it. The circle one is sun, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm a Virgo sun. Capricorn moon, Scorpio rising.
Nick, this is so telling.
Scorpio I always rising. Freak. I always felt a little Scorpio energy.
Yeah, me too.
Is this now I know the where it's coming segment? From. This is what you got at the you segment know, factory? Is this the
this
factory?
Is what I got at the segment
that's
factory.
Downtown by the old Los Angeles apparel factory.
Yes.
That one? Okay.
It is.
Nice.
Yeah, that sort of cursed feeling area of the city.
Yeah.
We're surrounded sort of by Skid Row, and then there's all these like really fancy places. That is where the segment factory is.
Cool.
You know, sometimes you're delivering bread to like a really fancy wine store, and you're like, this feels off.
But yes, Tyler and our friend Brent Flyberg used to co-host a show called Stereo Chart Gap,
yes.
where the idea was sort of to bridge the divide between video games and astrology.
Cute.
Uh-huh. That is what people described it as. My big three, of course, Virgo sun, Virgo moon, double Virgo there, Cap rising, also Cap rising.
There we go. What do you think there that, what have you inferred that to mean for you? Because I don't really know.
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, good.
Because based on our birth charts, we are going to pick a Mario character that suits that one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Snap.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so Virgos, especially dudes, kind of insane. A little bit insane. Mm-hmm. Very organized, but also unorganized. Cap, hardworking.
Mm.
That's what they say. They love money.
Mm.
That is what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Mr. Krabs.
Just like Mr. Krabs. Mm-hmm. And that's why my character for this segment of a show that is no longer around is, of course, Daisy.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm Daisy.
Mm. I see that for you, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is tough.
No, not for you. I sort of have one for you, Nick.
Okay.
There's the secret Scorpio thing you were hiding from me for years, turns out. Yeah. Reminds me of a certain someone. It's Waluigi.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a lanky sneak.
He perfectly describes me.
Yep.
You fan of Waluigi, Gab?
Sure. Fan
he's
of...
He's purple.
He's purple. One.
Purple. I never choose him when I play, but I respect him, I think.
Okay.
Okay.
See, I...
You know,
yeah.
He's lanky.
He is the only character... He is.
Kind of scary.
He's the only character of the four main like Mario guys who's never appeared in a single player game. He only ever appeared in multiplayer games.
Oh.
Is that weird? That
is a little bit weird. Is he so are Waluigi, Waluigi, Wario, Mario, and Luigi, are they all related? I mean, I know Mario and Luigi are brothers, but are the other guys
they are brothers.
Related?
I feel like it's debatable. I feel like Nintendo doesn't always confirm or deny that. Am I right?
Correct.
Maybe Wario is related to Mario, but I think Waluigi might just dress up like them.
Yeah. I mean, they all certainly look alike. I just don't want to be racist and assume.
To Italians?
Yeah. We talked about this last time I was on. Maybe we'll veer away.
Yeah, I think that's right.
We'll veer away from
that. It was before we saw the Mario movie.
Okay, give me my astrology rating. Who am I?
A double Sag with a Cap rising?
Yeah. Who would I be?
I think this is easy.
Be nice.
Vibe. It's gotta be Red Yoshi.
Whoa!
Red Yoshi.
That's Sag, I think,
good.
Sag, I think red. don't you?
I do.
I think
fire.
The color red.
Totally.
Yeah. Fire. Fire sign. Mm. And Red Yoshi? I think he spits out. I mean, he's been known to spit out fire.
Definitely.
And not like Bowser, okay? He does not have Sag energy.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, Yoshi eats the turtle shell and then he spits fire out after.
Right.
I relate to that.
Do you like to eat turtles?
No.
Great question.
Such a good question. I'm really glad you asked. I've never eaten a turtle, but people do eat turtles. So it's not really that crazy of a question, Nick.
It's not that deep. No. I don't know what you were trying to gain by asking that, but it looks like it backfired.
You just wanted to know. Oh, okay, because I did Google Mario Kart characters because I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
What do we know about Tanuki Mario? He looks like a freak.
Okay. He's a bit of a freak. That is his party suit in many ways.
Mm-hmm. His fursona.
He's wearing an outfit, like an animal outfit with a big tail, and he's staring at that tail coming out of his ass. It's kind of freaky.
Yeah.
It's a little freaky.
It's a little sad.
You think?
A little bit
you'd
sad.
You'd prefer Tanuki Mario?
No, I mean, Red Yoshi hits the nail on the head. I think they would both kind of get on well, I guess is what I'm saying.
All right. Well, Nick, who do you think you should have been instead of Waluigi? Who else gives Virgo with Scorpio rising?
Toadette.
I see.
Toadette.
I feel like that's true.
I always thought she was so cute.
I love the babies.
Yeah. If I could marry her.
The babies are great. Okay. So who of the babies do we think we are? I'm Baby Daisy.
Oh, no fair. That's fine. Have it. I think I care.
She's pretty cute.
Okay.
I'm still looking at the roster. That's adorable.
I think.
Sag energy. I'm going to say it, Gab.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Mario.
Thank you so much. And you want to know something? Genuinely always choose Baby Mario when I play.
Do you?
I do.
Whoa.
I genuinely. I like the main character energy just enough, but cute being baby.
I see that for you 100%. Yeah. I think I'm probably Baby Luigi because
I'm thinking Dry Bones.
That's not one of the baby characters, Tyler. You said one of the babies.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm Luigi because Luigi. As a baby, he's a little scared. But one day he might grow tall.
That's true. And the way you came at that was real Scorpio energy. So I do think you earned it.
What if I got that leg lengthening surgery? Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Is it real?
Have you seen that, Gab?
I thought it was just so a joke freaky. In the movie White Chicks.
It is real. It's like the most painful surgery where they like break your bones apart and put metal in it.
Where do they do
you
it?
You can get like at least lower legs, I believe.
Like Anki?
Then you can get like 3 inches like above higher. Anki. Yeah.
Shin?
Like
the most tender part of our body, the shin?
And it takes a really long time to recover from and you're just tall in that one area.
Buddy, you don't need it.
I'm going to get it.
No, dude.
I want it.
No. Don't do it. You're beautiful just the way you are.
What if it was cool?
No.
It won't be.
Okay, that would change everything. If it were cool.
For real?
Go ahead, dude. Go ahead.
Dude, you should get it. Just get a tattoo, dude.
You don't have a tatty?
I don't.
You have tattoos,
I'm scared.
Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We know who.
We were talking shins.
Yeah, yeah.
Most sensitive part? That hurts the most to tattoo.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. How much do you guys have?
How much what? Money?
How much tats?
How much money do we have?
How much money do we have?
How much is in your bank account and also how much tattoos?
I have just one. Just one tattoo.
I think I have 17.
Cool.
Something like that.
How old were 17. You when you got your first tattoo?
18. I was 17, but I was about to turn 18. Mm. And some guy did it in his living room.
Whoa. Sick.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Very and then sick. Another guy, he's a big tattoo guy, artist guy now, but I traded him $40 and a thing of Red Bulls for a huge tattoo. And he did it in a shack.
And do you
a wooden shack.
And do you love it still, or do you feel like it was a big mistake? Huge.
I love it. It's one of the best pieces I have.
Oh my god, that's a good deal then. $40 in Red Bull. We can't tell Nick what we're talking about because he wouldn't understand. He has no tattoo.
He wouldn't get it. Well, you guys, I think he's trying to borrow money from us.
What are you guys talking about over there?
Nothing, dude.
Nothing.
Just the shins.
How are
just,
you, man?
Just, it's a,
yeah, how are you?
You doing okay?
Oh, me? Yeah. I'm good. I'm so rich. That's, speaking of money, jeez, how much was in your bank accounts again? And could you take $15 out of it?
Jacking out.
Jacking out. And off. And up. All right. Kid.
I'm not going to tangle with you.
I hear tingle and it's cute. I know you're saying tangle in the way that, like, I don't know. I just hear tingle and it's really cute.
You're saying tangle in a way that nobody does anymore.
Tangle. I don't know.
I hear tingle. I don't know how to say it. T-I, instead of tang.
Yeah, tingle, like the guy from Zelda.
Yeah. Well, we're going to all tingle off mic for a sec here before we come back to talk about our game of the week, SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom. We'll be right back. Bye.
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 And we're back. SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom is a platform game developed by Heavy Iron Studios and published by THQ. Set in the world of the television series SpongeBob SquarePants, Battle for Bikini Bottom puts players in the shoes of our titular hero, as well as some friends, to defend their underwater town, Bikini Bottom, from an invasion of the dastardly Plankton's robot army. On the home console's version, players use SpongeBob, Patrick, and Sandy to collect nautical items and battle against robots while avoiding different hazards. Players can visit many locations from the SpongeBob universe, including the Krusty Krab, the Jellyfish Place, Jellyfish Sand Mountain, the beach, where it's not water.
The
it's
beach. Like goo. The beach.
Goo Lagoon.
Goo Lagoon, yes.
All the voice actors from the series reprise their roles, except for Clancy Brown and Ernest Borgnine, the voice actors for Mr. Krabs and Mermaid Man, respectively, and the guy they hired to do both voices is not it. I'm sorry. It's bad. It's really bad. Mm-hmm. And if he's listening, I do apologize. You tried your best.
Sounds like maybe he didn't.
To this Reactivator's surprise, though, this game received mostly mixed reviews. There were some positive ones, but people often called it generic, at times hideous, with bad music and bad collision detection. But guess what? I still like it, okay? You can't take that away from me. Gab Batoni, I understand SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom is one of your favorite games.
It is one of my favorite games. I'm easy to please, I should say. Like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
Yeah.
It just should just be said. Sometimes it's just like it's out there for certain people, and I'm one of those certain people. I appreciate it's an Odyssey. I appreciate it's nostalgic enough. And I appreciate that all the lives are represented by underpants. It's just fun.
It's just fun.
It is fun and it's silly, and we talked a little bit about watching SpongeBob, but it's definitely a show that has a very well-known progression of being good and then getting worse. And one of the things they do now that I just hate is like gross out style cartoon humor. I've always hated that, like Ren and Stimpy stuff, not my thing. But in a game like this, the fact that they all comment and joke about how they're all wearing SpongeBob's underwear. It's just cute. It's fun.
It's cute. It's fun.
It's good bits.
It's good pack of Three friends. We love them. Wait, I am curious about. So I don't watch current SpongeBob, but I did heavily watch old SpongeBob. When you are referencing
Yeah.
gross out cartoon humor, do you mean there's something updated about SpongeBob that's even grosser than, do you mean the grotesque close-ups that are like, because I loved that.
Those are funny, and that's always been a thing, stylistically. If you're somehow not aware of the show, it has the same like cartoony art style, except occasionally there will be these like extreme close-ups where you can see like every pore on someone's face, and it's like that's one thing, and I think that's funny because it's like just a joke. What I hate is there's an extended sequence I've seen where Squidward gets his toenail ripped off, and you
Oh
see
no.
like the tendon connecting it to
Ew.
his foot. It's disgusting. I'm like,
I've seen this too. It's
horrible.
That does not feel like in the same vein of the SpongeBob I remember. Because the close-ups, you're right, were they were jokes to like emphasize like how like I know one was just like under eye bags and like 5 o'clock
Yeah.
shadow, like adult real, like to bring it into the human plane. But toenail tendon?
It's freaking
Yeah, that's
nasty.
wrong.
It's gross.
That's black. That's Black Swan. Do you remember that scene
Yeah.
with the nail? Nobody ever needs to think
Ugh.
about nails coming off of the
There's a scene
body.
like that in one of the John Wick movies. It's like two or three, and it's just out of nowhere. And it's not even like he's doing it to somebody. It's just some ballerina randomly pulls her toenail off in the background.
It's a ballerina
I would
again?
rather watch him shoot. It is a ballerina. Yeah, actually.
Must be common.
Yeah, because, right?
The rapper.
Huh?
Yeah.
It must have been
Is it
said
Common, the
common.
rapper
Yeah,
who
Common the
is in John
Rapper,
Wick
who's in
2?
John Wick 2.
I held the door open for him at Cafe Gratitude once. It was kind of an awkward encounter.
Were you working there?
Have I talked about that on here? No, I was a Postmate. I was picking up somebody's gold-flecked latte, and he was walking up, looked like he was on a date, maybe. And I was holding the door open, but he got close, and I thought he was gonna like reach out and grab the door, and he didn't. But I let it go a little early, and
Oh.
it was uncomfortable. I hope he doesn't remember.
Was he the guy when I was working an event who almost trapped me in the theater? It was like a live, it was the NAACP Awards. I worked at one year. It was very fun. And I can't remember, it was it might have been him who like almost blocked me from getting out of the theater in time, and I was almost on TV, like, like on the side. I would have been
Wow.
in big trouble if I, but he wouldn't move. He was like taking pictures in the front row, and I was like, I gotta get by you.
Who
They're like
knew?
counting down to when they're coming back from live,
Wow.
from a commercial break.
Who knew
So,
Common had such a hang up around entrances and exits?
yes, yeah.
it's true. I had another weird entrance and exit celebrity encounter with Faith Hill. You know Faith Hill,
Yeah.
the singer. It was the first music video I worked on. I worked on it in Nashville. I was a PA, and we were setting up. It's called American Heart. You can watch the video on YouTube. It's basically her standing on a giant American flag singing her song. But I remember when she first pulled up to the studio, I held the door open for her. It was like an angel graced my presence. I'm not even kidding. I've never felt this
Gosh.
way really about a celebrity before, but I saw her. I was like, wow, it's an angel.
Wow.
I was like young Anakin in The Phantom Menace.
Who?
Jake Lloyd.
Okay. Ah, Jake Lloyd.
But then I ended up just like holding the door open for her three or four more times throughout the day, and every time she would smile and nod at me, and then on the last time she just went and walked by me. She got tired of our micro interaction.
Reminds me of when I was blocked from getting into a 7-Eleven by the Dixie Chicks. No, I'm joking. This was
That's weird. I always thought they liked wide open spaces.
Hey. Woo. Woo. Nice.
All right, we're done.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's good. Good, good, good.
Oh, did you think the Mr. Krabs voice acting was weird, Gab?
Oh, yeah, of course. I feel like, wait, did you say SpongeBob is OG? No, right?
He is OG, and I actually looked this up because at times both him and Patrick, the voice is like a little off or something. But it's both those guys. Sandy does her voice, Plankton, Sandy's, everybody else.
Yeah, I could tell that. Like, they felt fine, but you don't interact that much with Mr. Krabs. I feel like it's... But he's also such a, like, annoying, like, pirate voice. I feel like they're probably just like, everybody could do pirate. Anybody could do pirate. Who gives a shit? And I'm not going to lie, I don't give a big shit about Mr. Krabs, like, in general.
What?
Sorry.
What?
Out of everybody, I don't care as much about him.
He's one of the funniest dudes on the show.
Guys, come on.
He literally shaped my view of comedy.
Yeah.
I want to be a performer.
When Marc Maron asks who our guys are, number one, Mr. Krabs.
Guys, I'm really sorry I struck a nerve here. I really didn't mean to do that. I just think, like, in
he taught me how to
ask your friends for money.
He taught me how to pull a panty raid.
God.
Remember the banned episode?
I believe, yeah, it is banned. Do you remember this, Gab?
No.
I think it's an early one.
It is
pull
funny.
A panty raid? Hold on.
Yeah. It used to play on TV all the time. And I played this game with my best friend Jack growing up. We loved SpongeBob. And we would just be having lunch in his kitchen, and he had a TV in the kitchen, and that episode would be playing, and I remember his mom watching it. SpongeBob and Patrick want to steal the panties out of someone's
Mrs.
panty
Puff.
Is it Mrs. Puff? I believe the twist is they end up doing it to Mr. Krabs' mom after he helps.
That's pretty cool.
It was a strange choice for a kid's show.
Yeah.
Actually,
I think
I wonder, it's weird. I never thought of Nickelodeon having issues with kid shows before.
Wow. What a freak.
I had to watch that documentary. Anybody watching it?
Oh, I feel nauseous just looking at clips.
Yeah.
There's just some gross stuff it's where dark. I'm like, I got it. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know if I need to hear every detail.
Yeah, it's true.
Who do we like more, Drake or Josh?
Ernest Borgnine.
Me too. He's great. His lack of voice in the game actually makes me more mad than Mr. Krabs. Because I think Mermaid Man is like the funniest old man voice. Him and Grandpa Simpson to me are like the iconic old man voices.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't sound like him. It drives me freaking up a wall.
Is there a part? So did you get to the part of the game where you're heavily interacting with Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy? Like, I got into their little space, but I get to a certain point in video games and then I quit forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If I can't get every golden spatula in one area, I don't know how to move on.
Completionist.
Oh, is that what they call me?
I'm so...
Yeah, completionist.
Yeah. If I don't complete... If I don't finish a level to completion, I completely jack out.
Mm-hmm. And this sounds like Capricorn stuff.
Yeah, it's my Capricorn rising.
Mm-hmm. Something's rising.
Something's rising.
Mm. Jacking out.
Jacking out.
Dry bones.
And it hasn't come up yet. And I was in my head, Nick, I was betting you were going to bring this up, the Ernest Borgnine clip.
It's so funny because I thought you were going to bring it up.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Gab, there
nobody
is
thought
a
I was
going to
bring it up.
Do you know the one?
No,
we're talking
but I
about?
Could have brought it up.
He, and I hope you will after you hear about it. He is being interviewed on a talk show, And they ask him like what is his secret to like being alive for so long, and he whispers in the into the ear, he's mic'd, he goes, "I masturbate a lot." And it is truly one of the funniest things.
I think it was on Fox and Friends.
Was
It? He's a good guy. A good Italian. I believe his real name was Ernesto Borgnino.
Here we go.
Okay.
Okay, that
There we
checks
go.
out with the masturbation stuff.
I wouldn't know. I'm only 50%. And 3% Levant.
Okay, great.
It's never come up on the show before.
Yeah.
Oh, Gab, did you like SpongeBob outside of the video game?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's why I bought it. I liked SpongeBob when I was a kid quite a bit. Very.
Who's your favorite?
Patrick.
Me
I love
too. That's a good
Patrick.
one.
His dumb
Is he's
simplicity.
so
He's
funny.
so funny. And what a down ass friend.
Yeah.
I don't get to use him. I don't know if I got to the part of the game where you even get to use him as a character. I really am stuck on using SpongeBob and Sandy.
Yeah, maybe you need to play a little more.
Yeah. What's his cool
I would
shit?
say this has been a method that works for me as a fellow completionist. Sometimes you just have to say to your brain, I'm not gonna collect anything else. I'm just gonna beat the level. Because occasionally, to get golden spatulas in a game like this, you actually have to beat the level and get some kind of power up first.
Right. That
You
makes
know?
sense. That makes a lot of
And it's
sense.
annoying. Or like you can only do things with some characters. Like Sandy can hover around with her lasso. Oh my gosh, that was one of my favorite episodes as a kid, is the one where she chases SpongeBob and Patrick because they keep making fun of Texas.
She gets all very mad.
It's a great show
It was a good
for a while.
show. But it was there when I needed
Good
it.
dad.
Yeah.
You know?
Tom Kenny, the voice of SpongeBob, forgot how to do the voice after a while, which is why his voice changes after a couple seasons.
Just
He
lost it.
didn't remember be he did, yeah, because they it took a couple years to record again, I guess, and he was like, I forgot the voice.
Yeah, I think this game is funny. I think like actually there are jokes in it that make me laugh. It's like funny sometimes. The writing feels like SpongeBob to me. Does
Yeah,
anybody know what I'm talking about?
definitely. It's
I think
no, it's built
if you
into
ever
the
played a Simpsons
characters.
game,
No. Hey,
this
Tyler, will you
similar.
shut up,
Sorry,
please?
I'll shut up.
So freaking guests can talk.
No, I don't
You
have
know how it
anything to
is.
say. You talk.
I think they do a good
I
job with these
think
games.
that they do a good job too.
The boss? Is that the boss?
Spot on.
They do a good job with like writing these games because I do think they have a good world for, you know, like The Simpsons. SpongeBob also has similarly. They know that world really well, and I think they can write for it very easily.
And I think Gab and I were both playing the remake, right? Rehydrated.
Am I? That's the name of the game?
Think if you're playing it on Switch, I believe you are.
I think
Yeah, I'm
so.
playing Rehydrated.
I'm playing it on PS5,
Oh.
and they kind of like rebuilt the game and they added even more little Easter eggs in.
Okay.
In SpongeBob's house, there'll be extra pictures and stuff that are references to the show. It feels like they really absorbed the material.
Yeah, they
Like
care.
when he's watching porn.
That
And
is a scene.
that is a scene.
Wait,
And
it
then
really
Gary
is?
comes in. Yeah, he's like watching like I don't know, what are they called?
Like
Like a sea
anemones
anemone.
or
Yeah.
something, but it's like HD actual underwater footage of it.
And then Gary comes in and he's like, Gary, and he turns it off embarrassed.
There's, you know what? Because I was an actual kid watching this, I think I missed a lot of the adult jokes that just like went right over my head.
Yeah. There's a lot of them in there.
Does anybody follow the Ned's Declassified podcast?
Definitely I
not.
can't say that I do.
Definitely no.
That is where my age gap really sets me apart here.
Do you remember that show, Gab?
I
Yeah.
remember of it. I did not
Ned.
watch it.
Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. It was created by the Fairly Odd Parents creator. It was a live action Nickelodeon show. But they're doing one of those podcasts now where it's the three main actors talking, and lead actress consistently talks about how she just ran through every member of the cast,
They were all
like unprompted.
as kids, as children,
Unprompted.
they were all, this is a person who's on the show when she was a child.
I think they were all
Yeah.
teens.
This isn't like a Dan Schneider situation. They were all young, in a show where they were playing high schoolers, but she hooked up with all of them, even Coconut Head.
Who's Coconut Head?
You gotta watch the show, dude.
There's no way I'm going to, especially with this info.
Is really weird for a very child-friendly show. You're like, oh, what is this behind the scenes?
Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
teenagers, yeah, hooking up. That checks out for that
I
to do together.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Oof.
This same time, they were putting. Remember, you need to watch a whole episode on your Game Boy Advance?
I do, and I still have some of those cartridges.
Do you?
Hang on, I might have one in arm's distance of me.
Really?
This is very
That's
random.
insane.
No, I don't. I have it's my sister was cleaning out her room, and she mostly bought those games. It was like a Game Boy cartridge, Gab, that you'd put into the Game Boy, and it would have two episodes of a TV show loaded onto it. So I think we had Fairly Odd Parents, and we had Jimmy Neutron as well. And you would just watch a show
On
on
your
your little
game.
handheld.
That's it's like
Just such bad quality.
it reminds me of the Mc, do you remember like at McDonald's for a while they were selling clips of, not selling, what their one of their toys was like little clips of songs that like would
Yeah,
play in a
clip
thing.
tunes.
Yeah. It was like a 30
Yeah.
seconds of a song or some of that.
Yeah, my favorite amount of time for a song.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't have one of those
In
games,
arm's
but
reach.
I do have some fun games that she found. Super
Can't
Princess
see that.
Peach.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
For DS.
That goes for
Super
some money,
Peach one.
Nick.
Really?
Yeah.
Like $5?
A little more than that.
Okay. I got Yoshi's Island
So
DS.
blurry.
It's very blurry.
So blurry.
That's cool.
I can't unblur it. It's got Baby Mario riding Yoshi.
Yeah.
I got Cooking Mama 2.
Okay.
This was mine, actually. No. There's a subtitle, but it's so small, I cannot read it. I think it says Dinner with Friends.
Okay.
Cooking Mama 2, Dinner with
Wait,
Friends.
I like
And
this show
lastly,
and tell. This is nice.
and this is a really good one, Mario and Luigi Partners in Time.
Yeah.
It was like an RPG one.
You guys had the cool ones. I recently got all the DS games my little brother used to have. And he's, 23 now. But his grandma would get him like every single like movie tie-in game. So I have like the Transformers movie game on DS. I have B movie on DS.
I need that Transformers.
Speaking
Okay, you can
of
have it. I'll
that,
trade you.
I have this one,
What?
I have this one.
I saw a T for teen. She's
Okay,
holding
it's
it very close.
Ghostbusters
Yes, actually is
For the Switch?
very
Do, do,
sweet.
do, 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 do.
Okay, dog
And now
shit,
is this, it's dog shit.
dog
Okay.
shit.
Oh, you mean it tastes like dog shit?
Yeah, doesn't taste good. Do
They
you know
don't
this,
taste
Gab?
good.
Do I know this?
If you put it in your mouth,
yeah, it doesn't taste good.
It does. There's a chemical that makes it taste bad, and that is
on purpose, so that we don't, so kids don't swallow it.
Yeah,
Or adults.
We're adult.
Tyler and I learned the hard way.
Yeah,
I mean that's nice. They're looking out for us.
SpongeBob can throw a bubble like a bowling ball. He can go up in the air on the little Viking hat.
He's so wild as a bowling ball. Do you find that he's completely unruly and hard to control? Or is that just my...
Oh, yeah. He can... it's not you. He can throw a bowling ball or he can turn into a ball.
Oh, yeah. The bubble ball. The bubble ball. Bubble ball. But when he turns into a ball, he's insane.
Yeah, he goes just all over the place. He's so fast.
Also, do you find that...
probably almost as fast as Sonic.
I find that once they let you play Sandy, why the hell would I play SpongeBob? Why would I want to be any other character other than the one that flies? The only difference is she can't sit on the buttons. She can't sit on buttons to make them go. I hate that they did that. It actually pisses me off quite a bit.
I agree. I thought I was for sure going to be able to karate chop the buttons.
Yeah, no, you can't. But it's fucking stupid, actually. It's the only thing she can't do is hit buttons. And then you have to go find a bus stop to switch characters.
Oh, to change characters, yeah.
Yeah.
This game sucks.
It does.
No, it's a good game.
I mean, it's toxic masculinity.
Yeah. She is rad. Why would you want to do any other thing other than fly in a game? You know?
Oh, just because she's a squirrel underwater, she has to ride the bus. Okay.
Okay, bud.
All right, dude. You want to tangle with the kid?
You wanna tangle with the kid?
Yeah.
Wanna tangle with the kid?
Yeah. Real quick.
No.
I feel like the first time I ever.
Can't have more money. We just told you your video games are going to worth money, bro. That's a plan for you. Sell those games.
That should be enough.
Come
sell them
on.
I did look it up. Sealed $99 for Super Princess Peach.
Yeah, goes for some cash.
You can get two tattoos from that guy. Sorry to bring our private convo into a loop here.
Oh, that,
there's a guy that Tyler knows.
What's the tattoo?
Man. Yeah.
He's a big deer. Big deer head.
Big deer head?
Deer head?
You're a big deer head?
A big deer head.
What does that mean?
You love deer, man. Figure it out.
I'll show it off, but you forced me
your
to
your tattoo is a big deer head.
It's a big deer head.
Okay, but that's not just head. We got some shoulder and back.
It's because, yeah.
Chest?
It's pretty long. And chest.
Did you grow up in Pennsylvania as well? In addition to your father?
I grew up in... I'm from Long Beach.
That's a very Pennsylvania tattoo.
Kind of is.
Yeah.
It's artwork from an artist I like. But yeah, Bay Area. I lived in Seattle for a long time, you know.
We have a kind of a Seattle connection.
Yeah. That's where I got most of my tattoos.
That's cool.
Yeah, you did. Speaking of Seattle, with my buddy Jack, we saw the SpongeBob movie in Seattle, and it was the first time I ever had a real piece of movie criticism as I walked out of the SpongeBob movie, and I was so mad at the ending. It's just a total deus ex machina that SpongeBob just becomes a rock star out of nowhere, and he plays music that destroys all the robots of Plankton's army. And even as a kid, I was like, this is not set up. They don't tease it at all. There's nothing about any musical ability.
It's a callback to the show, Nick.
They can't call back to the show as a plot point in the movie. It doesn't work that way. Because what if my mom goes in? She's not going to know.
What if your mom goes in?
She wouldn't go. She hated SpongeBob's voice.
Mm. Okay.
She wouldn't watch.
Well... then don't use your mom as an example.
What if Tyler's mom went in? What if my mom went in? Okay, are we talking SpongeBob movie? Like, which one? Wasn't there a
The
recent one? Okay.
original.
Original one. This is where
Yeah,
Patrick had the big lady legs with he had big high heel legs.
Yes.
I love that movie.
Now, or Nick, are you talking about the one where there are children at camp?
No, I'm not talking about the children at camp one. I'm not talking about Sponge Out of Water.
Or the weirdly animated like 3D one from recent times, new times, not old
I think
times.
that's the one where there are kids at camp.
It's scary. I didn't watch it. It felt too weird. Oh,
SpongeBob was created. Tell me, Gab, tell me.
nothing really crazy. I was just going to point out that the video game, one thing I don't love is, I love and I don't love the 3D nature of it. Is always jarring to me just because I watched it. You know, the animation style. I just want it to be the
From
same.
2D to 3D is jarring.
Yeah. And also, I think
No,
I'd
it
be
kind of
fine with
breaks.
2D in a video game. Is that crazy?
No, that's
Okay.
that exists.
Just checking if that was
Not for
crazy.
SpongeBob, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I kind of admire the attempt at it, but I agree it's not like a perfect execution. It is weird to translate something that had to that point only ever really been 2D into 3D. It's everything's like a little off. Something that always broke my brain is learning that Disney animators, you can only ever draw Mickey Mouse's ears facing towards camera. So if you notice, anytime he turns his head, the ears stay exactly the same.
Like in Kingdom Hearts.
And I believe it happens in like 3D animation too. So yes, I think
Are
so.
you
But if you
saying
look it
we've
up,
never seen the back of his ears? And
yeah.
we don't know the depth of them?
Right.
What if they're dirty?
I hate that.
I think they might be.
Because I can't even
They're just
imagine
like
what
he
they look
doesn't.
like now. And now I'm like, I can't even
Now I'm
use
just
my
imagining a bunch
imagination.
of gunk back there.
Ew. Do you guys clean your
Let
ears
me. Oh, yeah.
with Q-tip?
Every day.
You do Q-tip?
I do Q-tip, and my roommate roasted me. He called it a white people thing.
Yeah, it's like an episode
I
of
don't use
Girls.
Q-tip. It's like episode of
It's like an
Girls.
episode of Girls. She shoves her Q-tip really into her brain. She breaks her eardrum.
Ooh. Hey. Do you do Q-tip?
Yeah, I do.
Nice.
Sometimes. What else am I
Nice.
put?
Just
Wait, what do you
don't
do
go too
that's
deep.
not Q-tip, Tyler?
Just get in there with a.
This is what this?
I get it, like a washcloth or a damn
Right, right,
loofah,
right, right.
whatever's there.
You're not supposed to go in your
Loofah.
hole.
Sometimes I do. No. Checking out.
Jacking out.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're a fan of SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom. But have you ever been inside SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom?
Huh? No. No.
We thought
We
you'd
thought you
react
might
like
say
that.
that.
Gab, remember last time you were on to talk about Harry Potter and the Half-Blood
Yeah, I
Prince?
did. I do.
We gave you this magical device called a reactivator.
Okay, yeah.
Do you want to turn it on and put in your Nintendo Switch copy of SpongeBob?
Yeah, I do. I do.
I'm gonna grab mine.
No need to draw it out. Okay, they're both going nuts.
I hope there's crossplay. I'm using the PS4 copy.
So blurry. Gab is just chucking the whole Switch at the camera.
Gab, I like those white
Thank you.
Joy-Cons.
I definitely went for the
They're
aesthetic
cool.
version.
Smart.
Yes.
It's correct to do so.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Okay, great. Yeah. So we just need a Mr. Krabs, unfortunately. The actor is not going to be in the game. He's decided he's better than the job, which, we've worked really hard on the game. So we read your special skills and it says you can do pirate. That's close enough for us. Just give me some pirate.
Yeah, thank you so much for even considering me. I definitely can do pirate. Okay, so I'm just gonna go.
That's okay. No, there's no need to be nervous. It's
Totally. And why?
everyone can do pirate.
Yeah, and I can do it.
But okay, so we're just gonna I'll be in the booth here and I'll be directing you if need be. just let it rip here. Go from the script here. We'll start on page two.
SpongeBob! It's Mr. Krabs! I'm a pirate! And you're gonna need to get your golden spatulas from my.
Great. I'm going to stop you right
Yeah,
there.
yeah.
That was almost too good of a pirate.
Okay.
Is there any way you can dull it just a little bit? Just give us just slightly less pirate.
Of course, yeah, of course. That's of
Great.
course. Sorry, I
Amazing.
wanted to, make a bold choice, stand out. But that was crazy.
And you did.
Okay, yeah, it was
And
crazy.
you did.
Sorry, that
We've
was.
got I've got another game I'm working on that we may need you for.
Oh, I mean, I'd love to read for that. Yeah, that was fucking crazy. I'm so sorry. I'll do something better.
No, it's okay. Just slightly
Yeah,
dulled down.
subtle, more subtle. Okay.
Subtle.
Okay.
That's what I mean.
Okay. Page two. This SpongeBob. We're going to get into a panty drawer like a pirate would do. I get your golden spatula.
All right, I'm going to stop you right there, not because you didn't do exactly what I told you to do.
It got more subtle.
Where did these whispers come from? I'm loving it.
Got to this actor at Comic-Con, and I just have to tell you that I was so furious when they pulled the panty episode out of the Netflix.
I
I thought that your voice acting was so good as the pirate Mr. Krabs in that episode.
Oh, kid, thank you so much. I really just appreciate that so much. I was really upset when they pulled it too. It was some of my best stuff, to be honest.
I was actually wondering if you could come hang out with me and my friends after the show. Tonight we're going to be doing a panty raid ourselves.
You boys, gosh, you remind me of me.
Your acting really inspired us, and so we just try to live our lives every day like you.
It's all I ever wanted as an
Right,
actor.
boys?
We see the whole audience is just staring awkwardly back and forth.
Also, could I get an autograph?
Yeah, and you probably want me to do the voice, is what is probably what you want. Okay, everybody wants me to do the voice. Okay. Say
Please
you want
do
me.
it.
Okay, yeah.
Please.
Oh, I'm gonna get the panties. Like a pirate does. Get them. Panties, SpongeBob.
Wow,
Something
the
like that.
whispers are even crazier live.
There's
Oh,
this director who really
my.
just stuck with me, and when I do it, that's who I channel, thanks to him.
Hey, thanks for coming back to the recording booth. Unfortunately, the previous editor here did pass away, so I'm just gonna coach you through.
Wait, Tom passed away? I
Yeah,
was
I'm
really close.
sorry.
Wait, I was really close with him. How did I not know this?
It just happened. It was,
Today? He
I'll
died
be honest,
today?
he did, and I didn't want to say anything. It was embarrassing.
This is how I'm finding out that my best friend Tom died?
Yeah, anyway, let's just record some more Mr. Krabs stuff. Unfortunately, the other actor is out.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta be a professional, I guess.
Yeah, sorry
No, it's
if
not
this
gonna be a
is
problem. No, sorry isn't necessary.
okay. So we'll pick up with the panty raid on page six. This is a, when they invade the industrial panty factory.
Yeah, no, fine. Tom would want this.
For sure.
Tom would want me to do the panty raid. Okay.
Thank you.
We've found a mother load of panties. SpongeBob. Sorry, that was perfect.
No, I
Didn't mean to give such a perfect performance on the day of my best friend's death.
mean, it was really good.
Yeah.
I was surprised by the horny panty delivery, but
They're panties, man.
it you're telling me.
We cut to the Oscars. And the award for the new category, Best Voice in a Video Game, goes to Tom Holland.
Hey, what's up,
Mr.
everybody?
Mr. Krabs himself.
Ah, I'm so excited. You guys are gonna love it. SpongeBob in the new movie is being played by Mark Wahlberg. We have so many cool adventures. Did I forget to tell you guys? I'm really British.
This is his speech.
I'm Tom Holland and I love awards. Zendaya. Zendaya, baby, I love you. I know that Dune 2, you were faking it.
We get the gab in the audience. Disappointed.
He deserved it. He deserved it. He did
You see,
a good job.
the ghost of Tom appears like a Star Wars guy. Gab.
Tom, buddy, I'm sorry I didn't
You
win
were
it.
robbed.
Thank you for saying that, Tom.
You were robbed.
Tom, it seems like you want to talk every time I want to fucking talk.
What was that? Hold
Stop.
on, what was that?
Tom, as a ghost man, you gotta learn to
Yes.
let the guest fucking talk.
What?
Oh my God, Tom.
So, do you want to know how I
Tom!
learned how to
Oh.
talk like this?
Like what,
Another
Tom?
ghost appears. You must panty raid. Panty raid or do not. There is no not.
Sorry, that's Tom Holland's ghost.
I died on stage just now.
Okay.
Wait a minute. It's Fonda Baba. He's presenting the next award. Oh my gosh. Oh, he's leaving a trail of blood all over the stage. Oh no. Oh, his species, the Aqualish, they bleed so much. Oh, is my mic on? Yeah. No, I'm gonna take us to commercial break. Hang on. No, I'm doing it. I can find it.
We see Common is in front of the control boards.
Do you want me to keep holding the door open for you, sir?
We cut to a family at home. It's commercial break on the Oscars, so they go and they focus on family stuff. Dinner. Mom, Dad, I just, sorry, I know we were really enjoying Oscars. I just want to take a moment and share some really big news I have. I know y'all have been really wondering where I've been lately and what I've been up to, and I'm in love. I fell in love. I met someone. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's amazing. That's now I'm not worried at all. You were just gone for so long.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, I was home. I was home in my apartment, 20 minutes away. But I was online. Okay, his name is
okay.
Just and be open. His name is Tyler Schnipples.
Did you say Ty Lord Schnipples?
Yeah, Ty Lord Schnipples. And he's really great. He's really
great. Wow. What's a country of origin on that name?
You know, he's using a VPN currently, so I can't be totally certain, but I think Icelandic.
Okay, honey.
What?
We might be your parents, but we know about the dangers online.
You might be my parents.
Oh my gosh. We never told her.
All right,
let's table that convo. You should be careful online. Somebody going by this name, that might not be their real name. It might be someone trying to scam you.
What do you know about love, Mom? You and Dad don't even sleep in the same bedroom anymore.
No.
And you might
but
not
my
even
boyfriend
be my parents.
Loves me.
Got it.
Oh, you're going to throw that in my face?
You're going to throw that in her face,
guys,
huh?
I don't want to start a fight. I'm sorry. I'm just, you guys always are not trusting my romantic choices. And I really, his name is Ty Lord Schnipples because he's a lord from the seventh realm. Okay. It's a game we play online. Does that scare you? Is that scary
we
to you?
We should tell her. We should tell her the truth.
All right. We didn't want you to find out like this, but your mother and I are wood elves.
And you're a red Yoshi.
Wait. What the hell? You are the two characters Tyler Schnipples and I have been having... have been playing, having online orgies with?
Yes!
You guys
okay,
are the wood
yes.
elves? Okay, this is sick and
it's
twisted.
This on the wood.
This is too disgusting. This has gotten too fucking weird. You guys just can't be happy for me that I fell in love with somebody who I met in a game and his name is Ty Lord Schnipples.
He's not real. We are your fake parents.
He's so
we
not
love
real.
You. Come on.
Shut up. Stop talking when I talk, Dad.
I was just trying to. Do you
Dad,
want to know
I want
secret?
To bring him.
What? Do you want to know the secret to a real, long-lasting marriage?
I do. All I ever wanted was real, long-lasting love. That's why I found Pylord. Tell me.
Then let me tell you.
Tell me.
I masturbate a lot.
Yeah, but Tony, thank you so much for coming back to the show.
Dude, anytime. Just give me a few more years in between.
Fair enough.
Thank you for having me.
You're always a delight. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
No. Just follow me on Instagram. Keep up with me there, and I will have stuff to plug eventually. Doing improv and stuff around the town. So, yeah, Gabbatoni online. That's all.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
You can follow me on X at @Nick_Costanza and @NickCostanza on everything else. Follow this podcast at Reactivators on all the socials. You can always rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Leave a comment that says Honda Baba. Tyler?
Schnupp69 on everything but Instagram, where it's TylorSCH. And follows that Patreon. We're part of Super NBC Radio. A lot of good shows over there. My band is playing in the Bay. If anybody wants to come, I'm doing a one-off with some good bands from the Bay. So,
oh, that's sick. When is it?
April 12th. This will be out before then.
Yeah, go see Schnipples himself.
Yep.
This has been another episode of Reactivator. See you next time.